With a vision to rebuild, renew, and restore hearts and homes in the urban community, Urban Life Family Media presents Fruitful Living with Chris and Carol Green. Fruitful Living is the podcast outreach of Urban Life Family Center, an inner healing ministry that has been changing lives in South Central Pennsylvania since September of 2004. For the next few minutes, we're going to bring you into our weekly session from the family prayer room, where you can experience the word that is producing fruitful living.
And they're perfectly fine with the church in America. Just go right on singing and dancing. Go right on. And they know that the majority of us who are speaking like I'm speaking have very small congregations. We have hardly any influence in any of the towns and the cities that we've been sent to. I'm not the only one here in Harrisburg preaching like this and talking like this. There are people like me sprinkled all over this country. We're in cities and towns and big cities and rural areas everywhere. God's got us everywhere. And our voices are small and our congregations are small. Why? Because he said it was going to be this way. There will be a great turning away, a great falling away. And we're experiencing it right now. We're in it right now. I think back when that time I played that video, this little Asian girl, I don't remember if she's Korean or whatever, but God gave her this vision. And she only saw one little small bus. One little small bus, a pastor and little small congregation, only ones were saved. That didn't mean only 30 people are going to be saved, but to get us the picture, it's going to be little small pockets of people, while millions of people around us are lost. But little small pockets that really get it. I've been getting new, fresh enlightenment of the Word of God and Apostle Paul's journey. I've been reading in the book of Acts. My daily Bible reading has me going through the book of Acts lately. And I'm getting just a fresh look at this man's journey. And he wasn't going to big congregations. The church wasn't like that. He'd go into towns and only find, you know, a family or two that even knows anything about the way, as they used to call it. It wasn't called Christianity. In fact, it wasn't a religion at all. That was the reason why he faced so much opposition, because it was not a religion. Even when they first started calling them Christians at Antioch, it was just a title to describe the people, not the movement. Boy, Lord God, can we get back to that? But today, Christianity has become no different than any other religion, especially the Lord just dropped that in my heart today. Just over the last 30 or 40 years, Christianity has become no different than just any other religion. Jesus did not come to bring a religion anyway. He didn't. He came to bring and establish a relationship between man and God. He didn't come to bring another religion. And even when he did establish the relationship, it wasn't too long before man was right back in there trying to make it into a religion. Why? Because the Jewish folks was getting all upset with these Gentiles coming in, and they wasn't getting circumcised, and they wasn't paying tithes, and they wasn't doing none of the stuff that we've been required to do since we was yay high. It was so bad that the apostles all had to come together at the headquarters and talk about this. What are we going to do? Because they had somebody that showed up in some of the towns where they were going and telling these folks, well, you okay, yeah, this stuff that Paul is telling you is all cool and everything, but you know, you still need to be getting circumcised, and you still need to be doing these sacrifices, and you need to be tithing. Where you get all that, Pastor Chris? Because it said they had to go and discuss what they were going to do concerning these Gentiles practicing the law. And all of that is part of the law. And so when the elders got together, the apostles got together, they decided and they wrote a letter. Some of you, you know what I'm talking about. They wrote a letter and they brought it down to, okay, this is what y'all need to do. Those of y'all that are coming into the way, but you're not necessarily Jewish like us, then we're just telling you to don't eat no food that's been offered to idols, because that's going to cause some problems with folks, even among yourselves. And don't eat nothing that's strangled, especially for stuff that's got the blood still in it. And live pure sexually. Stay away from sexual immorality. That was it. But here we are centuries later, and what we done. Brought all that stuff right back in. You need to be doing this. You need to be doing that. And the way it gets played out today is you need to be baptized. You need to be baptized in Jesus' name. You need to be baptized in Jesus' name only. You need to be baptized in the name of the Father, Son, and the Holy Ghost. Well, your dress length needs to be this. You don't wear that. You just... And so that's part of the reason why there's tons of people that don't want to have anything to do with the church, because we'd have moved away from the way. Because that's all it was referred to. And it was quite accurate description, the way. But we turned it into Christianity. What do you mean by Christianity? A form of godliness that denies the power. We know the right things to say. Pastor Chris, how can you say that about Christianity? Because that's what we made it. I ain't say God made it that way. God, we did that. Mankind made it that way. And we've attached all kinds of stuff to it. And when you do things in the name of Christ, but you ain't living it, you're not displaying it, it's really not him, then it's nothing more. It's no different than any other religion. In fact, one of the words the Lord spoke to me, I believe this was God, said, you have made Christianity the religion of hypocrisy. What is Christians known more for than anything else in America? What are we known for more than anything else? It ain't they help the poor. I know you're a Christian because you're always helping people. I know you're a Christian because you're so patient with people. I know you're a Christian because you're just so loving. You act like Christ. Now, what are we known for? The biggest hypocrites. That's what Christianity is mainly known for in America. It has become the religion of hypocrisy. So that's why you got folks like me calling us back to the way. Let's get back to the way. What's the way? The way, the truth, and the life. Let's get back to Jesus' way.
At Urban Life Family Center, we minister in an informal family atmosphere that includes worship, prayer, sharing, and healing. But it's all done in a style and format that uniquely ministers to people in a personal way. From our Sunday prayer and healing sessions to our home church gatherings, everything we do is designed to equip and prepare you to do the work of the ministry. Until next time, remember, God wants to use you to rebuild, restore, and renew hearts and homes in this community. He wants to do it through your fruitful living.